There is a cure for the hepatitis C virus, and in the San Francisco Bay Area, doctors think they can all but eliminate this virus, a virus which kills more people than HIV. Here's KQED's Laura Clivens.
On the wall of the emergency room in Oakland's Highland Hospital is a small purple and white sign.
Our ER's policy for patients 18 to 75 years old. HIV and hepatitis C tests are done once a year if you are having other blood tests.
Dr. Doug White helped set this policy 4 years ago. He says you have to test patients because up to half of people infected with hepatitis C don't know it. Today, it's mainly transmitted by sharing needles. But in the past, you could get it through blood transfusions.
Hepatitis C is the leading cause of liver failure in the U.S. It's the number one cause of liver cancer, number one cause of liver transplants. It's a phenomenon of its epic proportion.
3.5 million Americans have the virus. For years, the only available treatments had terrible side effects and low cure rates. But in 2013, new drugs changed everything. They're easy to take and cure more than 90% of people.
So hepatitis C has gone from a disease that I had no incentive to look for, to diagnose because I couldn't do anything about it, to essentially a curable disease with treatment that's well tolerated.
Highland was one of the first ERs in the country to start routine testing. Patients who do test positive will probably get a call from this woman.
Hi, my name is May, and I'm calling from Highland Hospital. I'm looking.
May Petty's entire job is to politely nudge and nag you until you get treatment, even if that involves setting it up for you. And she doesn't take no for an answer.
Called yesterday, and patient would not wake up, per mother. Called again this morning at 10 a.m., but number would not let me call. Called again.
Across the bay in San Francisco, public health officials are working with former patients to spread the word.
I am Ray Goldstein, cured hepatitis virus patient.
I am David, and I'd been a 40-year addict.
I'm Katie Burke. I'm the viral hepatitis coordinator at the San Francisco.
This group meets monthly with the goal of ending hepatitis C. Katie Burke works with San Francisco's health department. She says it's doable because San Francisco is small and has a rich history of fighting disease.
And we have this really incredible HIV program infrastructure in San Francisco. And we've built a lot of what we've done with hepatitis C sort of on the back of that program and learned from a lot of our successes and challenges.
San Francisco has syringe exchanges and clinics that offer medical treatment for opioid addiction. Those two things help stop the spread of the virus. The citywide push has cured 4,500 San Franciscans since the new drugs came out. But eliminating the threat will take a lot more money and outreach. Amy Smith, a physician assistant back at Highland Hospital, says the new drugs are only the first step. She spends a lot of time answering questions about the virus itself, like this one from the wife of a patient.
But my daughter, she says, can't nobody drink behind him out of a straw.
No, that's
see,
not true.
See, yeah. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry that we haven't covered that.
Education plays a big role in ending hepatitis C because it's not on people's radar. Infection rates in California are still going up, particularly among young adults. That's partly because of the opioid epidemic. It's also because the new drugs are expensive, and some insurers have limits on who qualifies. But many hope that if a city like San Francisco can overcome these barriers, others will try to stamp out hepatitis C too. For the California Report, I'm Laura Clivens.